Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Sammy. For about 20 more minutes, it's still Monday, February 24th. I hope everyone had an amazing weekend and your Monday was kind to you. Someone mentioned the song Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, and it got me thinking about the old-timey radio programs where they would do a whole episode of either a murder mystery, or they would have a variety program featuring musical guests or comedians. So let's dive into a little entertainment history, shall we? Now, let's get to it. According to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, did you know most families didn't own a television until the late 1940s or early 1950s? Without a television, computer, or cell phone, what did our parents, grandparents, or even great-grandparents do for entertainment in the 1930s? Well, while television wasn't an option for every family, a radio was, and almost every household had one. The 1930s was the time of the Great Depression. Many families often spent evenings curled up and huddled around the radio, listening to a favorite show. Did you know some of our favorite classics started out as radio programs? Now, I was raised kind of old school, where we did watch a lot of like black and white shows. So some of these may not be familiar to everyone, but they are absolutely familiar to me. Abbott and Costello. Amos and Andy. Dick Tracy, Dragnet, Father Knows Best. This one surprised me. Guiding Light. I did not know that it went that far back. The Lone Ranger, The Orson Welles Show, Perry Mason, Just the Facts, Ma'am, Red Skelton, Ripley's Believe It or Not, and the Ed Sullivan Show. See, I told you I was going to start doing an episode where I didn't edit out any of my bloopers, so I hope you enjoy these. The Ed Sullivan Show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a really good show for you this evening. Sorry, that was my poor attempt at an Ed Sullivan impersonation. Fibber McGee and Molly. Fibber McGee and Molly was noted as one of the most popular shows in radio history. It ran from 1935 to 1959, starring real-life husband and wife Jim and Marion Jordan, and consisted of a cast of memorable characters who visited the McGees at their home on Wistful Vista, each of whom appeared on almost every episode. But the most famous radio program to date is still Mystery Theater, which aired from 1974 until 1982 and had a brief revival on NPR in the early 2000s. Now, this was before pre-recorded sounds and music, so all the sound effects and musical scores that you hear during those episodes were done in the same recording studio. Boy, have we come a long way from sending a zip file or having a Zoom meeting for our next big projects. I write songs for the radio. I write songs for the stereos. So here we go. That's right. It's time for a reminder to bump some uglies. Music, that is. You can catch Bumpin' Uglies for their March tours starting March 12th in Greenville, South Carolina with Treehouse, March 13th in Savannah, Georgia, and from March 14th to March 16th, you can catch the boys at the Reggae Rise Up Festival in St. Petersburg, Florida, and March 16th, you can catch them in Fort Walton Beach with the Bastards Sons. Head over to www.bumpinuglysmusic.com to grab your tickets now. When the television was invented, which was on September 7th, 1927, by Philo Farnsworth, some of our cult classics made it to the big, although small, really, and black and white screens. The first breakout television hit variety show, shows most notably were the Texaco Star Theater, the Ed Sullivan Show, the Red Skelton Show, the Jackie Gleason Show, the Carol Burnett Show. Oh, God, Carol Burnett, that lady was hilarious. Like, you guys should definitely check some of those, some of those old episodes out there. They're pretty good. And the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Who knew that those radio programs way back in the day were going to be the pioneers to what we know and love as comedy variety shows? Like Hee Haw, Saturday Night Live, live from New York, it's Saturday night, In Living Color. We wouldn't have had any Fly Girls if it wouldn't have been for these radio shows. And many, many more. SNL often mimics one of the most memorable variety shows, The Lawrence Welk Show, which aired from 1951 to 1971.
I'm Janice.
Oh, Janice Alluring.
I'm Holly.
Like the bush.
I'm Margaret.
You sure are grit.
And I'm Denise.
Denise with those tiny hands. I went to Taco Bell one night, and when I pulled up to the window to pay, I reached over for my wallet, and when I turned back, the cashier had put on tiny hands and held them out for my card. I started cracking up because that is totally something I would think about doing. That kid totally made my night and didn't even realize it. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the show over on Facebook or YouTube. Just search for Ridiculous Ramblings. If this is your first time tuning in, Ridiculous is spelled a little bit differently, as you've noticed. It's RIDDICKULOUS. There are some exciting things coming up, and I don't want you to miss out on them. So head on over there and hit that like and subscribe. While you're there, you can also leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl, hey, if you're so inclined. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, my loves. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you back here on Friday. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.